Thank you for downloading this podcast from Victory Outreach Manchester. We pray that this message will bless your life as you listen.
So, first I just want to thank God for my salvation. Thank God for Sister Vicky and Pastor Paul, and also the leadership team and my husband, of course. So I'm just going to pray. So, Lord, I just thank you for this day, Lord, and this opportunity, Lord. I just pray that you speak through me, Lord, and every word that you want me to speak, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you just help me to speak it. Just prepare hearts, prepare minds for this message. In Jesus' name, amen. Take a seat. So, this evening, I'm going to speak about vision. So Deuteronomy chapter 1, 29-31. But I said to you, don't be shocked or afraid of them. The Lord your God is going ahead of you. He will fight for you, just as you saw him do in Egypt. And you saw the Lord your God cared for you all along the way as you traveled through the wilderness, just as a father cares for a child. Now he has brought you to this place. So in this chapter, Moses is reviewing everything that the Lord had done so far for the nation of Israel. And it's talking about when they sent scouts out as well to the promised land, and the scouts come back and decided that it was just too risky for them to go in, even though God told them to go. They come back and they was afraid to enter. And that's a fine example of how fear can cripple us and distort our vision. So when God gives us a vision, he will provide every step of the way until that vision is fulfilled. All we have to do is trust God every step of the way. But I don't say all we have to do is trust God lightly, because sometimes it's not that easy for us to do that as humans. Like Pastor Paul was saying last week about seasons, about the different seasons, the seasons can be tough. Through those seasons, we have to stand on God's word and trust that the vision we have will be fulfilled in due season. But what spurs us on and helps us to carry on during those difficult seasons when it gets tough, having to trust and wait patiently on God. So I've learned, as well as time with God, prayer, being around the right people, it's also those people who intercede for us on our behalf, and they also encourage us and walk side by side by us. And we also have to look at how far God has brought us as well. So Deuteronomy again, 1:30-31, just that scripture where it says, the Lord your God is going ahead of you. He will fight for you just as you saw him do in Egypt. So they've seen it before. And you saw the Lord your God care for you all along the way as you traveled through the wilderness, just as a father cares for his child. Now he has brought you to this place. So when I look back on my life and where God has brought me, and then naturally it makes no sense. I only wanted a few doors fixing and now I'm married. Yeah. But God, seriously though, God gave me a vision. When Andy comes to the house just to do some work, he was there a few days, and God literally told me that he was going to be my husband. And it wasn't even someone who I was looking at in that kind of way, not at all. Obviously, I wasn't looking at him that way. He's just come to do some work. But I've always wanted to get married and settle down since I can remember. But a couple of years before I met Andy, God gave me a vision that he was preparing me for my husband. I felt it in here. It wasn't audible. It wasn't like a picture. I knew it in here. He was preparing me for my husband. And also, he was preparing my husband for me. I just had this urge to get my house in order. And people be saying, like, oh, when are you going to get married? And I'd be like, oh, God's sorting it out. Don't worry about me. And in the midst of being prepared, in that period of the waiting, I could have been impatient and had other relationships and just gone my own way, even though I knew the vision that God had given me. But I chose to focus on my own God-given vision. And there comes a point in our lives where we just get sick of doing things our own way. And so I was saying to people, well, I've done it my way. I want to try it God's way now. My way didn't really come up to much. So, yeah, Andy come and, I'll just give you a little bit of the background. Andy come and done some work at mine. And he was only there a few days. And God clearly told me that he was going to be my husband. And he only told a couple of people. And all I'd done was pray. And I was just encouraged and trusted that God was going to fulfill the vision that he gave me. But even at that stage, it was tough because sometimes as humans, we want things now. We want things in our timing. So then the prayer was, Lord, your will be done, but you need to quicken this process or you need to stop it. But we got together, but God accelerated that process. And I think he's been accelerating us as individuals ever since and as a couple. So in that process as well, I had my own little vision as well. I was thinking, oh, Andy's doing up my house, and this is the house where he's going to live. I was planning it all out, but God was like, no, men's own for you. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking, wow, this is amazing. Does he know that he's doing this house up? And yeah, but anyway, so I can honestly say, though, that being at the men's home is probably like the best thing for this season for us. And I'm positioned at the right place at the right time. Even though it did take a lot of faith to step out, it is because it's God's will. And when it's God's will, you can't go wrong. So vision is seeing beyond our present situation. And that's so important to remember. Vision is seeing beyond your present situation. So although we have our own vision as individuals, we have a vision for our marriage. And as a couple, we are part of the vision for Victory Outreach Manchester, the wider vision of the region and internationally. And we can't stop and we won't stop evangelizing and discipling the hurting people of the world with a message of hope and plan of Jesus. We're set apart because there's no other ministries like us. We're set apart. And that means that even when it gets tough, even when the trials come, even when we're in the valley, because we can't give up. Imagine if Pastor Sonny and Sister Julie give up, or Pastor Paul and Sister Vicky give up. We can't give up. And I know God didn't bring us this far to leave us. He said he would never leave us or forsake us. So let's press on towards everything he has for us. Amen. I'm going to pray. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, I just pray that you seal your word in the hearts, Lord, of everyone here, Lord, and everyone listening and watching. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, isn't God good? When I found out Erica wanted to be my wife, I thought she had impaired vision. Yeah, I'm blessed. I just want to thank the Lord for my salvation. Thanks, Sister Vicky, Pastor Paul, for this opportunity today. I don't take it lightly. It's an honor and a privilege. I'm just going to open up in a word of prayer. Father, Lord, I thank you that you've given Victory Outreach, International Victory Outreach Manchester, a vision, that we can run with that vision, Lord. Lord, I lift up each and every heart in this place today, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us, Holy Spirit. Lord, for visions that have been abandoned, Lord, for fresh visions that will be released in this place today, Lord. I pray that you will just bring life, Father God, to vision, that people would see further than they've ever seen before, Father Lord. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, so I'm talking about vision, sight, and the process. Now, myself and Erica, we haven't come together and discussed our different preachings, even though I was bursting to tell, and a couple of bits just kept slipping out. But we haven't spoken, but I've just heard Erica's, and we're quite online and a lot of the things that we're covering. I'm just going to open up with Proverbs 29:18, and I'm reading this from the King James Version. Where there is no vision, people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. A man without vision is a man without a future. A man without a future will always return to his past. And that's by P.K. Bernard. I don't know who he is, but it's good anyway. And interesting, the Hebrew word for perish, it can actually mean go back. So a man without a vision is a man without a future. A man without a future will always return to his past. Pastor Paul spoke on sight, healing and vision today. And he spoke about the man healed from blindness at Bethsaida, where Jesus spat on his eyes. And the thing that stood out to me in that message this morning was that Jesus said to him in Mark 8:26, he said, Jesus sent him away saying, don't go back into the village on your way home. You see, God, when God gives us vision and sight, he's calling us to move forward, not to go back where we came from. Proverbs 26:11, this is quite a famous scripture in the men's home because we see it on a regular basis for some strange reason. As a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his foolishness. And sometimes as human beings, we can forget. And we look back at our past with rose-tinted glasses. I mean, there was nothing attractive about sitting on a street corner injecting heroin and eating out of bins. But sometimes the devil tries to make it look attractive. And men and women are fooled by this and they go back to their old lives. See, our God, though, he's not just a God that gives us sight. He's a God that gives us vision. He gives sight to the blind, but he also gives us vision. Then it's our job to partner with them to see the vision come to pass. What is vision? Well, when we look into the Hebrew and the etymology of the Hebrew word, basically summing up, vision is a mental picture of a future state that is forcible enough to mold your presence, or a God-inspired hope and expectation planted in the heart of a man or woman as a seed made real in your imagination by the Holy Spirit. See, there's a difference between sight and vision. Sight is the ability to see what is in front of us. Sight is the ability to look at the situation and say, this is what I see. But vision is the ability to look at the situation and see what is not there, but what can and will be. Sight will make you see what is, but vision will make you see what will be there. Sight will make you see what's happening, but vision will make you see what is going to happen. Sight sees the predicament, but vision sees the potential. You see, nobody sees the potential in guys like myself and guys in the men's home and the women's home. Nobody would have seen the potential of Pastor Sonny at one point, but look at the ministry of Victory Outreach now. Sight sees the present, but vision sees the promise of God. Ray Charles, he didn't have sight, but he had a vision for his life. Stevie Wonder. I'm smiling now because every time I do some building work, Pastor Paul says, you know, I think Stevie Wonder would say it looks great. And maybe that's his way of trying to tell me it could be a bit better, I don't know. But Stevie Wonder, who lacking sight, he still had a vision for his life. We can have all the sight in the world, but if we haven't got vision, we're in trouble. When Pastor Paul came into this warehouse, as it would have been then, I didn't see it. I've seen some pictures from time back. And when he came in to this warehouse at a time, that's all he saw. Vision allowed him to, sight allowed him to see an empty warehouse. But vision allowed him to see a church full of people packed out with a worship team. That's the difference between sight and vision. You see, sometimes we can't see past our own nose. And as humans, we can't see past our current situation. But sometimes God plants this seed in our hearts that allows us to see a bit further. How many people can see the vision for this church? Pastor Paul has got a massive vision for this church. Sister Vicky's got a massive vision for this church. Over 3,000 strong. Missionaries being sent out. Our own urban training centre. More church plants in the cities. Kids gang overflowing. We can already see that one coming to pass. We just need some more kids gang teachers to rise up. I think Pastor Kevin was trying to fulfill that part of the vision on himself. Where is he? How many people have their own vision? A vision for your marriage. A vision for your family. A vision for your ministry. A vision for your business. Do you see growth? Do you see expansion? Do you see great things ahead? Or do you just see the here and now? A God-inspired hope and expectation planted in your heart, growing day by day, and just waiting for the right time to give birth to that vision. Every time you come along another person with vision, another visionary, you start talking vision and you feel the vision bubbling away inside and you just can't contain it and you want to see it birth right there and now you want to see it all come together. But sometimes there's a process we have to go through before we see the vision come to pass. You see, God has to prepare some things. He has to prepare you for one. What if you haven't got a vision? Well, Joel 2:28 says, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." I'm still hoping that I'm eligible for the vision side of that. But if not, I'll settle for the dreams. I might be getting old in the flesh, but I'm still young in spirit. But whether you have your own vision or not, we've got a vision to run with as Victory Outreach International and Victory Outreach Manchester. And God gave me this revelation once. He showed me that when you're faithful with somebody else's vision and he sees you nurturing that thing and looking after it as if it's your own baby, then he might give you a vision of your own. When he sees you're faithful with somebody else's vision, he might give you a vision of your own. You see, Victory Outreach International has a vision, but Victory Outreach Manchester has a vision. But Victory Outreach Manchester is a vision within the vision. We are in line with the vision. You see, Victory Outreach is not just a good idea. It's a God idea. Planted in the heart of Pastor Sonny, made real in his imagination by the Holy Spirit. The thing in this, though, is we have to make sure we don't get double vision. You see, Erica just touched on it. She had a vision, and it was a good vision. It was nice. A family, a house, you know, settled down, all that stuff, what's good in the world. But God calls us out to that. He has set us apart. So make sure your vision is in line with the vision. Make sure it's not your own vision, a self-seeking vision. Is it for the growth and the expansion of the kingdom? Is it for the growth and the expansion of Victory Outreach? Or is it just a self-seeking vision that's going to make you famous and not Jesus? You see, when God births this vision in your heart, when he plants that seed in your heart, you're going to have to start doing some stuff. It's like being pregnant. You see, when you're pregnant, what we do is, I've never been pregnant. No. When you're pregnant, you don't just wait for the baby to be born, then rush out and prepare everything and get all the stuff for the baby. You start to buy clothes, a pram, a cot. You clear out that spare bedroom full of junk. You might even paint it and clean it and start to prepare an environment. You start to prepare. And then when it gets closer to the arrival of the baby, husbands, fathers, you'll probably know what I'm talking about now. It's probably, I think it's called nesting. When the woman starts to do this mad thing and starts cleaning the house everywhere, corners that you didn't even know you had in your house, and she's preparing for the baby that's coming, and that's what we need to do. When God gives us a vision, like a church of 3,000, Sister Vicky and Pastor Paul aren't just sitting back saying, "Oh, great, thanks, Lord. We'll see this vision come to pass one day." You know, they're out there viewing buildings. They're putting structures in place. They're employing full-time admin so that we are ready for that growth and for that expansion. This is what I say about children's chapel teachers. We need to rise up, because 3,000 people, they're not all going to be adults. There's going to be children as well. We're going to need children's chapel teachers, kids gang teachers. Habakkuk 2:2-3 says, "Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." When you get a vision, write it down. Victory Outreach has got a vision. It's been written down. When you write the vision down, the vision becomes the mission. And that's the mission statement, what Erica was reading. Make it plain. So when people read it, it's plain and simple. And we haven't got to spend hours, is it this, is it that? Or are we going to go off the vision because we don't fully understand it? Just make it plain and simple. Speak it out. When you get the vision, speak it out. Romans 4:17 says, "That is what the scriptures mean when God told him, 'I have made you father of many nations.' This happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing." Or one version at the end, it says, "Speak those things which are not as though they are." Speak these things. Speak these things. When you've got the vision, speak it out. What was interesting, what I read here, and what God started to show me, is that there's people who he's given a vision to, and it's lying dormant. It's dead. But is this not the God who brings the dead back to life? Let me tell you, if you've got a vision today that you've allowed to go dormant, that's dying, God will bring that vision back to life. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. This is a favorite one for the home. And lean not on your own understanding. It's hard sometimes. We want to figure it out. But 3,000 people. Lord, how are we going to do that? We're not going to fit them in this building. How are we going to manage children's chapel, ushers, security? Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And that's what we have to do sometimes. We have to just trust in the Lord. See, we've got this vision for a church of over 3,000, but we're not just waiting. We know the vision is for an appointed time, and God is preparing us. He's preparing us as we prepare for the vision. And it will come to pass. In Habakkuk, it says, it will surely come. And it will surely come. If the Lord has said it, he will do it. Because he's faithful, even when we are not, which amazes me. See, like Joseph, God gave Joseph a dream, even though he was young. But he had to go through a time of preparation before he saw the dream or the vision come to pass. God had to prepare him. He had to build his character. He had to go through some stuff. He had to go through some tests. He had to go through some trials. Because sometimes, you know, we can get proud as human beings. And if God gives us too much stuff all at once, you know, either we wouldn't be able to handle it or we get proud in it. So God has to take us through different stuff. He has to prepare us. See, if God had given me a vision for me standing up here 3 years ago, I'd have been back in Stoke quicker than you could say boo. I didn't have the confidence to speak to people, never mind stand up here and preach. So God will show us a little bit at a time. And as Pastor Paul preached on this morning, the guy that Jesus healed, at first, he couldn't see clearly. His vision didn't all come back at once. He saw people, but they looked like trees. And I love that what Pastor Paul said about the guy's honesty. And you know what? I had to repent this morning. I was like, Lord, I'm sorry that I haven't been honest with you. Because sometimes we like everybody else to think that we've got it all together. But God doesn't like it that way. God likes us honest and vulnerable before him. So, I'm going to do an altar call tonight. And it's for people that haven't got a vision. And it's for people who've got a vision and have allowed it to go dormant and dying. So when I close up in prayer in a minute, I'm going to open the altars. And if you have got that vision, or if you haven't got a vision and you want a vision for your life, for your marriage, for your family, for your business, for your ministry, then come forward. God is faithful. You see, Pastor Sonny, all them years ago, God gave him a vision. 50 years later, look at Victory Outreach. Look at the amount of lives transformed. I mean, I wouldn't be alive today. And it's all thanks to one man's obedience and saying, yes. Sometimes we just have to say yes. As you stand to your feet, I'm going to close in a word of prayer. And the altars are open tonight. Father, Lord, I thank you for vision, Lord. Father, I thank you that you are a God that doesn't just give sight to the blind, but you also give us vision, Lord, that we can see past. We can see beyond our current situation. We can see beyond the here and now, Father. Lord, I lift up each and every man and woman in this place today, Father. Lord, who you've given vision to, that hasn't spoken it, that hasn't written it down, that hasn't done anything with that vision that has allowed it to die away. Father, I pray today will be the day that you bring that vision back to life, Lord. Lord, for men and women that haven't got a vision yet, Lord. Lord, help them, encourage them to be faithful with the vision we have as Victory Outreach Manchester. Lord, and in that, I pray that you would release vision into their hearts, Lord, that you would plant that seed of vision in their hearts, Father. Lord, that it would grow and expand and they will see it come to pass, Lord. But you would prepare them, Father. You would equip them in every single way. Father, Lord, we praise you tonight. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place.
As long as you are leading.
Going to bring the service into a close now. If you want, you can remain at the altar. If the Lord's speaking to you, the Lord's doing something right now, you just remain at the altar. So Father, Lord, I thank you for this time. I thank you for this day. I thank you for vision, Father. Lord, as we go about our way today, Lord, I just pray that you will be with us, surround each and every one of us, Lord, that you would continue to lead, guide, and direct our steps. We love you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Victory Outreach Manchester is a family in the city, and we are here for you. Visit us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Go to victoryoutreachmanchester.com for more information. See you soon.